The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ruth Scott is with me now, though, the radio presenter and the humanist celebrant. Talk about the CSO figures released today. They show a continuing downward trend for the traditional religious wedding ceremony. Ruth, this probably doesn't come as a huge surprise to you, does it?
It doesn't really, you know, as a humanist ceremony, as a humanist wedding celebrant, conducting secular or non-religious ceremonies is what we do. And so we're not surprised at all at the reduction in numbers. I tell you what I was really surprised at. I had a look back at the CSO statistics and I noticed that in 1973, the year before I was born, 96% of marriages in Ireland were Catholic. And that has more than halved in 50 years. And so I'm not surprised to see that. In fact, I'm nearly surprised to see that they still conduct as many as they do. But can I just give you a quick run through of the three different kinds of legally binding ceremonies
yes,
in Ireland?
Yes, absolutely do.
Yeah, so there's a civil ceremony, and this is one that's conducted by somebody from the HSE, and it's a civil servant conducting a civil ceremony. Then you have a religious ceremony, which is, you know, everything from Catholic, Protestant, spiritual, Buddhist, Romanian Orthodox, all classified as religious. And the other category, the third one of three, is secular, and that's humanist. And that's the only truly secular wedding option in Ireland outside of the HSE civil celebrant conducting it. So they're the three different types that you have. And what I definitely find interesting is there's a couple of trends coming up, what people say to me, why they are looking for a humanist ceremony. So I kind of tried to rank them in order of popularity. And definitely one that is, if not in first, joined first, it's marriage equality. So do you remember the marriage equality referendum in about 2015? Means that same-sex couples can finally get married. And I don't know if you've ever heard Garrod Farrelly, a brilliant comedian, saying that now finally he could go home to his mother and get asked all the time, are you getting married yet? Are you getting married yet? So that everybody was going to get annoyed with that question. So, you know, that's a really important thing to include in those statistics whereby they were not included before. Now same-sex couples can get married and legally married and have a gorgeous ceremony out of it. One thing that I very often hear as well is the phrase, we're not religious. Mm. And it's brilliant that, you know, I always say for people who have a faith of whatever level or whatever direction it takes, there's loads of options for them. So for people who aren't religious, it's great to have that secular or non-religious ceremony. Now, some people actively want no mention of religion and they'll say that to me. And other people will say, you know, it's not a black and white issue, but it's just something that they want, something welcoming and inclusive. And they still want the elements of ceremony that people may recognise from traditional wedding ceremonies. So you'll still have, for instance, memorials where you'll remember those that aren't here today. Mm. You might have family lighting candles, unity candles, those kind of things. And at the same time, even though humanist weddings are not religious, there's this real tolerance and inclusiveness for those of all faiths and those of none, so that everybody is made feel very welcomed. And that's really important for couples as well, because I've been saying to couples, you get together for the wedding ceremony. This is the first time when everybody is in the room. All the families and friends are meeting for the first time in this number. And it's really important that they feel like they're sort of coming along with it, that they're going to really join in and sort of roll with the highs and lows and, you know, the more serious, solemn moments and the more lighthearted moments in the ceremony. And the third thing, which I think is a really strong reason why people want to have a humanist or a secular wedding ceremony, is that they want it to be personal to them and even tailored to them. Because a humanist wedding, you know, if you consider it, there's no religion in it. So we don't refer to any gods, any religions, nothing like that.
It's is it a total blank page? You can do what you want?
Well, more or less. Look,
what's the maddest thing then you've been asked to do, Ruth?
Oh, my God. The maddest thing. It's a wedding venue. I don't want to say where in case there's people going.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil the surprise. But when it gets to the bit where you say, I'm now going to invite, for instance, the best man, or as I love doing now, the maid of honour, to bring up the wedding rings for the couple, and they've been given maybe an empty box that they don't realise, and then I feign surprise. And now, by the way, the couple are all in on this. And then I say, oh, the best man doesn't have the rings and maid of honour doesn't have the rings. And people are trying to rip the rings off their fingers. And suddenly the proprietor will walk down the aisle with a llama with the rings around its neck in a pouch.
Sorry.
I swear to God,
I'd love to know where the idea came. Like, I'd love to see the kind of, what did they call them? Those
the planning meeting, or
the planning meeting, kind of the blue sky meeting, where they had the whiteboard on the wall, and this is what they ended up with.
Well,
and then, bear with me, Yeah. We'll get a llama.
Yeah. Like, you know, some places, that's part of the attraction as well of humanist wedding ceremonies. There's loads of scope as to where you can get married. So on a technicality, it has to be in a building that's typically open to the public. So for instance, you could get married in the aisle of a Supervalue or a Tesco. You could get married in a library. You could get married in a coffee shop.
I don't know if you ever tried it, Ruth, but my local Supervalue, I mean, they get so angry when I bring my llama. So I couldn't do it.
We advise keeping the animals out of the aisles in the supermarkets. But location is a really strong point in why some couples want to have, you know, a humanist, a non-religious wedding, because there's gorgeous, like, Kieran, I don't know if you've been invited to any weddings recently, but there are so many beautiful now, when I say new venues, I mean old country houses that have adapted to becoming these gorgeous all-in wedding venue locations. So it's all there. Everyone rocks up in the morning. The ceremony is either indoors in a lovely ceremony room or outdoors, weather permitting. And then afterwards, you're there. Nobody has to be driving halfway across the country from the church to the venue. And there is an element of convenience about that as well. Less so then, but this is definitely something that a few people have said to me, is that when you have a situation where people come from two families of different faiths and they themselves aren't religious, or maybe they can't decide, you know, which religion should feature in their wedding. They say, do you know what? We're going to go for the non-religious option. And that way nobody feels put out.
Yes.
Because weddings can be really stressful. The planning, the organising, and sometimes there can be an element of, you know, trying to keep some people a little bit happier. Maybe family might be a bit upset if they think it's something totally wild and wacky. And as I always say, you know, I explain what a humanist wedding is so that nobody thinks there's going to be any madness going. Well, aside from a llama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be familiar as a wedding
ceremony.
Sorry,
when I said no madness earlier, I obviously wasn't talking about the South American sheep, basically.
Yes,
coming
exactly.
down the aisle.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, Ruth, it's been a great pleasure. Thanks a million for chatting to us. And
thanks,
we will talk again soon, I hope. Ruth Scott, radio presenter, humanist celebrant as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.